Welcome back.
Are you a good whistler? Find out next segment.
I always feel like if I start to whistle, then I start to smile because I think it's funny, and then I lose the ability to whistle.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Can you do that with the little, like the...
No.
I don't want to break. But...
Oh, like you put your fingers in your mouth and do the big...
No, I put spit in the bottom of my tongue and let it...
Like a
wind...
gargly whistle.
I don't care for that.
It's foreplay, so get that's, used to
ew!
It.
I don't think
that's
like a thing.
That's like two-play.
That's a thing I made up that everybody tries to do and then gets spit on them. You're welcome.
Well, you know...
Where do we go from there?
Well, I want to tell you guys about Rob Zombie's Munsters movie.
That sounds fun.
I know. I think he put his wife in the movie. I think she's like his muse, I guess.
Now that's some foreplay.
That's long-term foreplay. Working with your significant other.
Right?
And making her dress up like Mrs. Munster.
Yes.
Mrs. Munster. So he just posted on Instagram. I think this has been in the works for a very long time. Herman Munster's forehead, the front view, what he's working on, mm-hmm. and then the left view. I thought that was very generous of him to be sharing this.
Yeah.
I linked it up for everybody.
Are you guys excited about this all in all?
I will see this.
I
love the Munsters.
13 seconds ago.
No way.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, I love the theme.
Yeah, for sure. I think like whenever I sit down to watch the Munsters, I think it's not as cool as I hoped it would be.
It's so funny.
So like, true.
Oh, look at this is going to be really cool. Eddie Munster looks cool. Grandpa looks cool. And this show is kind of dumb.
Rocco, that is the most absolute comment ever. Because I always think they're going to deal with monster stuff. But then it's always like, well, the Munsters go to the DMV.
But like, the funny thing is how they're trying to like, they don't realize they're monsters, right? Because they're Munsters.
Like, I would like them... It's kind of like I would like them to do things as cool as their outfits. Right?
There was my favorite episode, if I may, mm-hmm. was there was a monster seen in a park and it was all over the news like, and people are describing the monster. And it's basically, what's his name? Herman.
Yeah.
It's basically Herman was in the park and he's like, oh, my God, I was just in the park. That's terrifying. I could have run into the monster. Right. And he is the monster. And that's the joke.
I mean, that's funny. But what do we like? How if you were to say Munsters versus Addams Family,
right.
Where would you go?
I think I'd go Munsters.
I'd go Addams Family.
I think
family.
So, too.
Wait, which one are you?
Addams Family. Sorry.
Yeah.
I do like Lurch.
Well, Wednesday is everything.
Sing.
Wednesday Addam is like, I wish I had that
That's
level
funny.
Of like terrifying chill, like her.
You're close.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
Not the chill part, but
no,
the terrifying
thank
you've
you.
Got down.
Thank you. It's the dead eyes. It's the Botox. But yeah, it's true. Like I feel like I've watched one where he was teaching Little League and it just had seemed felt like it gone all awry. And at that time, too, TV was so into cameos. And so a lot of times when I watch them, it's lost on me. They're like, all of a sudden, this big time baseball player will be like, maybe I could help. And you're like, am I supposed to feel anything about this?
And I don't get what Rob Zombie, like, pick a thing.
Are you
I don't even know what kind of music he sings.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
makes.
It was kind of, I mean, White Zombie, right? It was kind of like, what do you
like
call
Oz
it?
Like Ozfest-y.
Yeah, kind of in your face, you know, rock. Let me see if I can pull up a song I like of his, Dragula.
I have to say, I do think he's kind of hot. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's kind of horrorcore.
Okay.
Sort of, I don't know.
So, like...
I am the one exterminating sun slipping through the trees, strangling the breeze.
So, there we go.
All right. I can get down with that.
Here's the thing.
In my bedazzled mom jeans hanging out at Ozfest.
I'm enjoying this.
Woo! Honey, can you get me another white wine spritzer?
Okay, so his movies are normally like dark and terrifying. So are the Munsters really stepping out of their family jam? So.
That is an excellent question.
All right,
I'm going to check it out, guys. I'll check it out for you, okay?
Because what other movies has he done? Did he do the Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboot?
I think so, something like that.
He did The Devil's Reject. That was like his first film, and it was super scary. And then he's done a lot of Dracula? Did Rob Zombie commit to one of those? But a lot of the ones he did were like super scary. And kind of scary in a way
Devil's
where you're like
Rejects.
Yeah.
Halloween 2.
Yeah.
The Lords of Salem.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Three from Hell.
Ew. I have another story that has to do with a movie that you have both seen.
Yes. I'm so glad you're bringing this up because I have more to add.
Oh,
okay. Okay, great. I love it. So the guy who directed the original Space Jam back in 96, his name is Joe Pitka. Mm-hmm. And he is not a fan of Space Jam, A New Legacy, which is the new one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a list of things he doesn't like about it. And they are as follows. LeBron James. He doesn't compare to Michael Jordan. He says, the truth is that LeBron ain't Michael. And unlike LeBron, Michael Jordan was the biggest celebrity in the world when he made his Space Jam, and he brought in more star power for cameos. Pitka also says the New Legacy soundtrack is insignificant compared to the original. He also hated the look of Bugs Bunny in the sequel. He says in the original, they worked really hard to make sure Bugs looked like classic Bugs.
Wow.
But now he looks like one of those fluffy dolls you buy at an airport gift shop to bring your kid when your business trip has taken too long.
I will say this about the Bugs. I didn't like his voice. There was something about his voice that was really off that kind of like flew me like for a little bit of a loop.
I'm sorry, Mel Blanc is dead. You got to deal with who you got.
Yeah, but they have the whole world at their fingertips. Can't they find a better, like a more sounding like Mel?
Like somebody who's an impressionist.
Yeah, it just felt like off and I didn't like it.
Remember the other day I was like, okay, in the background of the game, you can see characters from A Clockwork Orange.
Yes.
And then you can see this nun, and I looked up who the nun is, and it's from like this early 70s, like... sex film that was like banned in most countries.
What? Why are they doing that?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Do you remember? I totally forgot about this story that they basically got rid of Pepe Le Pew from this
movie. Yeah, he was canceled.
Because, you know, he doesn't take no for an answer. He, you know, is part of rape culture. Okay, fine. That, you know, that's fine. Cancel Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
If that makes sense for you. Then why do you have these rapey characters from, adult films in this kids movie? Also, Rick and Morty, I'm a big fan. They show up in this movie a couple times.
Know.
They are not. I will not let my 10-year-old anywhere near Rick and Morty. I just don't understand some of the choices that were made in this.
You couldn't be more right. And I like literally went home and was pretty obsessed with this. And I think I found that Reddit, thread that you were talking about. And it is so wild because they're like, they're on the Doom Squad.
Right.
And I think that's wrong. Anyways, and they're standing next to the kid the whole time. And my nephews were like so excited to see the clown from It, which I think they only know
Pennywise.
Like, yeah, like, you know, peripheral, like they just know exists. But you're right. Like it introduced a lot of things that should not be introduced to kids.
Is it a joke for adults? Easter eggs or whatever?
That nun thing, you got to research. If you know that offhand, you're a sick person.
No, I Googled it because I'm like, who is this nun? And sure enough, I found it out. It's from this movie that was like banned in a whole bunch of countries. And like they had to edit out like a half hour of all these kind of nun and priest sex scenes in order to get it released. And I'm like, you're putting this woman in Space Jam?
And Rick and Morty is, okay, so full disclosure, is one of my favorite shows. I really like their humor, but my nephews... Like, they use Rick and Morty as a tool for advertisement for a lot of things. Like, they're in Pringles because there's an episode where Rick turns into a pickle and they have the, like, pickle Pringles. But it is a funny juxtaposition because it's not a show any kid should watch ever. It's so naughty.
Yeah. Mm. So there's some weird choices being made.
I now have to Google this.
I know.
I'm going to go Google the weird nun and a Clockwork Orange
just
people.
Watch the last like 20 minutes. Not even like the last, yeah, like 20 minutes of Space Jam.
Do I have to buy it?
No. It's
not if you have HBO Max. Right?
Oh, yes, Queen.
You watch The Mayor of the East Wiccan.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly not what it's called. Why was she not at the game?
Right.
Murder Dirter. Oh, my gosh. Brittany's going to be watching the Olympic events because she has a family member in the Olympics. I have a study on the events we are most and least likely to watch. We'll get to that according to a new study when we come right back on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Call me what you want. Call me what you need.
What does that mean, call me by your name? Is that like a sex thing?
Wasn't that a movie?
It was a movie about a young man and his older lover.
With Armie Hammer. Mr. Canceled guy.
Yeah, not great.
Him and Pepe Le Pew.
Right?
Get him out of here.
Put him on the train. Get out of here.
Cancel town.
But I didn't know what it meant. Like, what does that mean? It was never even mentioned in the movie. It wasn't.
Oh, you
even
saw the movie?
Yes, Queen.
I don't know. I didn't see it either. Call me by your name.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
Is
look
that
into
some
it.
Weird thing that we need to know about?
It sounds like
okay. Well, you guys are looking.
How
into
could we
it?
Work on the show if you said to me, "Call me by your name"? So I'd be like, it "Hey, Rocco.
Yes.
No, how's your show that you host every day from 9 to noon, Rocco?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So I thought maybe it was like an intimate thing. Like, I don't want you calling me by.
It sounds hot. Like, it sounds like. You want, like, I'm going to call my husband Brittany in bed. Sounds kind of hot, right?
It doesn't sound hot at all, so I'm going to do this.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Alrighty, Steve is out of town. He will be back next Tuesday.
Maybe.
We get to have Brittany. What a treat.
Comment about Steve's name.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
So I have a list of the Olympic events we are most likely to watch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have a cousin who is a swimmer.
Yep.
That is the event that people are most excited to watch.
Really?
Yes.
I never know if I'm excited. Like, so we used to go, we've 2 times gone to Omaha Trials because it's our 3rd Olympics she's been in. And the swimming's so fun to watch. But I never knew if it was just because my cousin was in it.
Oh, sure.
But I do think if you really want to appreciate swimming, what you need to do, find a pool, find a body of water, and just try to do the butterfly twice.
Oh, no, that's
just try
breathing.
To get your body to the point of doing 2 rounds
yeah.
of the butterfly.
It's
and
hard.
Then you will appreciate everybody doing the butterfly, like for sure.
I can't even imagine how fit those swimmers are.
Oh, when we used to be in Omaha and we'd see them, they have triangle bodies. They have these big old shoulders. These men have these big old shoulders.
Trapezoids? Is that what it's called?
This little thick waist. You know what I'm saying? Like it was little, but it's
muscular.
Dense. Oh,
yeah.
Call me by Phelps' name.
Okay, hey, Michael.
Thank you.
So number two is artistic gymnastics. 39% of people are excited about that. 43% was swimming. So those are the more athletic ones, like the balance beam and the vault. And then the rhythmic gymnastics are less popular, where they dance around with the big old ribbon.
Yeah.
I like to watch that. That's fun. Diving is in the top five, coming in at number three. Beach. Let me try that again. Beach volleyball. Nailed it.
Killing it.
Yes, queen. 20% of people are excited about that. And then basketball is the 19%, rounding out the top five. They also looked at events we don't care about.
What don't we care about?
Handball, water polo.
Aren't you the one who said claims that you've played handball?
I played my rendition of handball, which was a tennis ball. And you know how a sidewalk has like squares?
Yeah.
So I would be in a square. My dad would be in a square. There'd be two squares between us. And then you just have to keep it in the square, just like
so
you're playing
tennis.
So
it's like four tennis. Square. When I you said the square thing, I got a little confused because I thought you were talking about actually the drawing. So you mean back and forth, not succession
of squares. So like a sidewalk
squares.
Is,
I got it,
you know.
Now. Yes. Like
a square
segmented.
Of cement.
Segment. Okay. Yes. Got it. Sorry.
I don't know, but I don't know if that's how the Olympic teams
okay,
play.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I once read a book that took place in New York, and they played like this game with what they called a spalding, like a rubber ball, like a and it was kind of like tennis without the net. And it was kind of a street game.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Because you're from the mean streets of New Jersey?
Correct. Then we also played a game called Three Flies Up, which you would hit the ball against the side of a building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you'd have to like,
you guys just not know that paddles exist? Is that the problem?
I think,
let me see
you know,
the size of your hands. They're not insignificant.
Rude. I think when you grow up, in and have limited means, you start to just make up games. Yeah.
There was a fun game we used to play growing up that you threw a ball against a garage door, and if it like hit a certain way, you all have to run and touch the garage door first.
That's cute.
I think you get to throw the ball at people.
Yeah, so you make stuff up.
Yeah.
But if you guys watch team handball in the Olympics, it's good. It's different than that. It's more like, you know, indoor soccer where you can use your hands and you throw balls into a net where there's a goalie and stuff like that.
I didn't know any of this. Yeah, literally, Donna talked about this the other day. And
like I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, and there was never a net involved. She made it clear that there's never been a net in handball.
That is correct.
Okay, no, team handball. It's like indoor. You're like on a basketball court.
It's basically soccer.
It's a team, you pass it around, you throw it in the net, the goalie tries to stop it.
It's kind of like dodgeball.
There's an element of dodgeball.
It's got a vibe. But anyway, people are not interested in that.
I wonder why.
Water polo, field hockey, judo, ping pong, sailing, rugby.
Ping pong's awesome. You're wrong. This whole
canoeing.
Study's wrong.
Badminton.
Water polo is one of those ones, too, you don't appreciate unless you've tried it. It's so boring to watch.
Is that like Marco?
Yeah, that's exactly the game.
Nailed it. They got to find each other. It's so enthralling.
All right, we got to talk about Erica Jane and what she's saying about her soon-to-be ex's car accident coming.
It's easy to bail on a workout, but it's hard to bail on a friend. That's why I like the idea of a workout buddy. Somebody that can keep you accountable, push you a little bit to lift more, run a little bit faster, or try a new exercise. Right now, the Y is offering $10 enrollment with no dues until August if you join by June 30th. So you and a friend can sweat, stretch, strengthen, and yes, you can save together too. Join now at ymcanorth.org.
If you like sunny and hot, you're going to like living here in Minnesota.
Woo! Nailed it!
Yes, Rocco!
If you like hot and sunny, that's what I'm serving.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're back. Steve is out. Brittany's in. It's the Donna and Steve show without Steve, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. Steve.
When's he back, or do we not want to talk about it?
Tuesday.
Okay, so more Brittany next week?
You'll get a little taste of me on Monday.
Oh, are you going to do Money Monday?
I'll do Money Monday.
We could do that.
Sure, we could do that. Make her do something.
Rocco, why are you wanting me to work more?
Because
you're so disrespectful.
Whenever I'm on in the afternoon, Lori's like, hey, Julia's gone. Do all her bits. And you do.
It's only one, though.
No, well, you do. She's like, do a deep dive on, do a vintage scandal. Do a Julia's Random Thoughts. Do this, do that. But Donna doesn't do that to you. And I think she could learn something.
Yeah, but
Lori.
Rocco, you know what's really nice is that, like, sometimes there are people in your life who
just think that you are useless. And those people you hold near and dear. Like, my mom honestly doesn't think I can make toast. And I love that about her. Like, yeah, so, like, that's how me and Donna are. And yeah. I would like to stay in that realm. And it kind of hurts my heart when you're like, you should work more.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe Monday we will put her to work.
Oh,
great idea, Rocco.
Good for you.
Are you up to date on Real Housewives?
No. It's too early in the morning. I can't watch it.
Yeah, I'm an episode behind too.
So I've got to watch last night's, which is embarrassing because I'm kind of ride or die obsessed with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Well, you should be. Erica Jane. I guess she was talking. Spoiler alert, in case you didn't watch.
In case you didn't know she could talk. She was talking. Spoiler alert.
That's not what I meant. She believed that her estranged husband, Tom Girardi, was unwell for many years following a 2017 car wreck.
Mm.
So she made this revelation during a group dinner at Kyle's house on last night's episode. And confessed to the women that she didn't tell them the truth about the accident that left him unconscious for 12 hours. She said, you know, I called you and I said, Tom's had a car accident, which was true. I just didn't tell you the rest of it. So then they go back and show an old clip and the cast discussing Tom Girardi's broken ankle. So Erica said, you know, as a result of the crash, his ankle was broken, but he was also unconscious for 12 hours. Nobody knows that. They were like, what? And she said, yeah, he had a head injury. He broke his shoulder. He snapped his ankle and he broke his clavicle. He drove off a cliff.
And was the car accident just him?
Good questions, Brittany. I'll tell you what I know.
Tell me what you know.
Erica Jane said that he rolled down the hill. He was separated from the car. When she found him, she believed that he was driving home and made a wrong turn on a winding road. She said, when he finally called me, I was like, where have you been? I was assuming he was with some other woman. Then she said that she found evidence that he was cheating on her around the same time that her her friend Yolanda Hadid was divorcing David Foster.
Wow, that's a while ago.
And she didn't have the strength to leave him at the time, but she filed for divorce, as we now know, in November. So I think there are a lot of missing. There's a lot of missing information about this accident. Did he call her at the scene the accident?
Like, when you say that she was the first on site, you think to yourself, what? How?
Was she following him? Like,
yeah.
What's the deal? But she says that, first of all, he's now under a conservatorship because he has a major neurocognitive disorder. So it could be as a result of that accident.
And, like, she hinted at, I think it was, like, an episode or two ago, that he was doing that thing where he was pretending he could see and he couldn't. Like, he needed glasses, and he's been kind of in that. And she was talking about his ego being so...
fragile.
Yeah, and there's a... I know a lot of people that are dealing with this. Our family is as well, not on my side. But when somebody hits a certain age... And they don't want to inform you of their ailments because they don't want things taken away. Like,
right. Driver's license. Is a big,
yeah. And and you can understand both sides to that. But it's also like with somebody like Erica, she married him and they were going to do the last couple of years. They've been doing their own thing. They've been living very separate lives.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where I think he's had many affairs and she's been fine with it.
Yeah.
And
I just wonder if she's been having affairs. How could she?
I think her big love affair is using the money to be Erica Jane.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And I think that would, for me, would be enough. I wouldn't need to have an affair.
Yeah. And I think it depends on where you are in life. So she's 50. So she's probably a few years from like caring about the physical aspect of like
and
a
I
relationship
think
that much.
You can tell how much she thinks he's all knowing and powerful.
She looks up to him.
Yeah, I don't think she would be willing to chance that on an affair because and maybe I'm projecting, but like it doesn't seem like something worth taking the chance over.
Right.
If she thinks, because she's terrified of him. She's like, I don't want to say this and that. I had to leave in the middle of the day right. while he was at work. She puts him on a pedestal of he can rip my whole life apart. And so
that's such a terrible way to live, though.
I can't even imagine.
Like walking on eggshells, going, I don't want to tick off the guy who's basically spoon feeding me my popularity and my success.
But I don't think he was around that much. So I don't think it was as hard as we think because, I mean, she lived in New York at the last, you know, year yeah. doing Broadway. Chicago. And I think that that was probably what this really ended up being, is that she had a whole year to herself almost
right.
and then had to be back and then was quarantined with him. And he was working from home some yes. of the time.
Look at you knowing all this stuff.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Like if I could, I can't remember always what our state capital is, but I can tell you where Erica Jane was 6 months ago. So yeah, I think that's why I'm fighting for the idea. Should she give the assets back? Is she looking like a fool not giving the assets back? Because that's a big part, is right now they're saying that the money that they need are in a lot of her luxury items. But I think we have to nitpick that I think she's holding off a big part because there's a lot of things he could sell off too.
Right, right.
And for them to start with her Fendi collection doesn't seem like it makes sense when they've got, I don't know, a jet.
Good point.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So
sorry, I blew up.
No, I'm sorry too.
No, but I mean, come on, you could sell off the Fendi collection. Like
she should.
And I mean, who needs like a $10,000 purse? I'm just gonna put a pen in it, and it's gonna leak everywhere.
No, she's not. But I think she's looking at it as more of her her life raft right now.
Sure.
Because it's not like she's wearing these things and not like she's rocking these outfits and whatever.
She's going to need them to pay some bills probably.
I think so. And especially because this court case might last who knows how long for their divorce. I don't, but again, everybody says I don't even like her as a person.
I'm not a huge fan of hers. I do feel for her as a fellow human being.
And that's where I'm at, is that I can empathize with what position she's in.
Right.
And I have a mom that, you know, left my dad and had to figure things out. And it can be such a scary time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's looking at it like when they're coming to her and saying, give us all this stuff because it's like, well, she doesn't really have much and she's not going to get any money from him for a very long time.
No.
And she left with barely anything besides her stuff. And I get she should sell those things off and give it to people. But that's a drop in the bucket for how much is owed. And he has stuff, too. So I do
think they need to sell that house. Nobody yeah. needs a house no. that big.
Especially if he can't even really see. Like, what does he care if he has a 10-foot house?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that was a dumb joke. I'm sorry. But I do think that you're right. I mean, there's a lot there to assets wise.
I mean, people do not need, you know, you don't need a church in your house.
I mean, it depends. Is the traffic that bad? How often are you going?
I mean, you just watch it online, a service.
So, yeah, Erica's personality to me is grating. She always relied on her outfits more than her personality because she wasn't warm. She wasn't sociable.
Mm-mm. No,
she only recently got nice because now she's relying on this being her main income.
Right.
And so I'm even saying that in mind. If you can't stop and think about the position she put herself in, but like she's in and a lot of women are in mm-hmm. on different levels yeah. of like being told to be loyal to your husband, support your husband, do this and that. Mm-hmm. And now she's kind of in a position where it's like, oh, I'm also accountable for things I didn't even understand that were happening.
Right.
I mean,
she's been with this guy since she's in her 20s, you know, and got married probably when she was 30.
If you think he is double checking, like letting her look through a drop of paperwork, then you are on drugs.
That's aggressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's I'm gonna watch it tonight. I cannot wait.
And
I'm obsessed.
At some point her anger gets turned towards Sutton, and they've been teasing that, and I can't wait because Sutton can't handle it, and I don't
Sutton
like
is so
Sutton.
Sweet. You don't like her?
She's not that sweet.
I don't love her. I think she's annoying.
Yeah, she's...
with that Southern Belle thing and like, oh, Fendi is going to close down or Gucci is going to close down their whole operation so that I can shop privately.
I can't stand... she's too soft and I can't... her interactions with Crystal, I know Crystal was definitely in the wrong, but her... the fact that Sutton can't handle confrontation just shows of what a bubble she's been in her whole life.
True. It's true. All right. This might be a good time to tell everybody that you've just got a couple of weeks left to register for July prizes in our listener rewards. How about this, Britt?
Hmm.
You can enter to win a $150 gift card from Visa. Wouldn't that be nice?
Can I?
No.
Oh.
Plus, there are gift cards to Evereve. There's Punch Pizza. There's Crisp and Green. All sorts of stuff. So get registered for rewards if you're not already. Listen on the stream or the app and enter to win. You can find out more at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, we don't know what's going to happen.
So buckle up, baby.
We're going to find out together coming up next.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, who is out. Brittany's filling in.
Yeah.
And DJ Rock Lobster.
I'm still here. I just choose not to talk during the Real Housewives segment.
Oh, silent protest.
Because I've never watched it. No, I just have nothing to say.
So but, great that
so
Brittany's
here. So thanks for letting
here.
Me catch up on stuff. I waxed... I waxed my armpits.
Oh, only right. One of us did that. We know that from yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, I found there's been some fun segments this week that I'm hoping to slow down tomorrow for.
Oh, yay.
Oh, no.
Slow jam.
I love it. Thanks, Rocco. You're our best friend.
That's so nice of you to say that.
Thanks. I have a question for both of you.
Yeah.
Do you judge people based on what's in their shopping carts?
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah, me too.
Like
67% of people do, according to a new study.
The other 20-something or 30% something, they're liars.
Totally. I mean, I don't totally judge, but I kind of eyeball it and I'll just go, huh.
That's like, a lot of Doritos.
Yes!
Exactly right. I'll be like, wow, you must, like in my head, you must have a lot of kids. But at least I keep that quiet.
Yeah.
I cannot stand when I'm checking out and the
cashier
is commenting on everything
that
I'm
should
buying.
Be, that should be illegal.
I agree.
Like, if you're comment,
secretly you know, judge me.
I remember it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, and I was at Costco, and everyone was panic buying, and I was not organized enough to panic buy. I just went there to get my normal three bags. I get three bags of dog food every time I go because I have three dogs.
I hear that's
just
pretty good food, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. And it just lasts long. We've got containers for it. And it's always every couple months I go buy three bags. And this lady goes, wow, that's really smart to
stock up.
Like, you never know what's going to happen. And like I verbalized, I was like, well, if it really went that far, like I'd probably eat one of my dogs. I have three. And then from then on out, we didn't talk the rest of the checkout. But I was like, you initiated this.
Yeah.
I don't have
your own fault.
Yeah, I don't have like one 30-pound dog. I have like three 50-pound dogs.
Right.
So like, lady,
mind your own beeswax.
But yeah.
Do you guys often go to the self-checkout if it's an option?
I do, but sometimes I get held up. Like, if I have any kind of produce, I'm like,
I'm not dealing with this. Eggplant.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but there's always some sort of like, did you move something? Why does, now we need to alert
yes,
the cub
there's
employee.
Something in the bagging area. Please return the, and I'm like, really? This was supposed to like quicken things up.
I know.
And I'll tell you what, the cameras at the Target one, they're not doing anybody any favors.
I don't know anything about these. You were telling me that they're
for sure.
Up.
The cameras, if you, they're,
they
go
mirrors
out, it's
or
like
cameras?
A old person filter where they're like, this is what you'll look like if you start doing meth and age 30 years.
But yeah, they definitely make you aware that you are on camera. Do not steal anything.
Don't steal anything. And also, it's like don't have any confidence the rest of the day.
It's like a funhouse mirror.
It's terrible. Like, my nephews are like, Auntie, look. And I'm like, I will not.
How dare you?
I do not look like that. Like,
that is horrible. Like, you know those round mirrors that they have? So you're just destined to look like an egg.
Yeah. You know? It's like that, but they're like, no, this is what you really really look like.
I know.
And it's like that. How dare you, Target? I'm going to put this swimming suit back. You just lost a sale.
Guys, they have a lot of cameras at Target, just so you know. They're everywhere. I've been in the control room and seen. It's like being at ABC News. It is like...
They're trying to put a man on the moon in the back room at Target.
They've got Bezos' phallic spaceship right next to it. Okay, side note. I heard that at Target, or like a lot of stores in general, they will wait till you rack up a certain amount before they bust you. Because like... So if you're somebody who thinks about stealing, they'll wait like weeks and months and like keep track of it till it hits something that is actually...
They can make stick as a charges, crime. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so like make sure you research that and steal right below the amount.
$49.99. Don't go 50. That's how I know, because I had my purse stolen and somebody took my Target card and went to Target, and then Target found my purse in the parking lot.
And did they let you go back to the control room?
Hell yeah.
That seems weird. Like, I feel like I'd be like, you stay here, ma'am. We're going to do the research by ourselves.
She's Radio's Donna Valentine.
That's right.
Did you say that? You start off with that?
I said, hi, I'm Radio's Donna Valentine. No, they actually, the way they got a hold of me was because my Hubbard ID was in my purse, and somebody said, I got it. We'll call the radio station. They called B. Arthur, who called me. And I was like, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Was the purse in good condition still?
Nope. And, you know, they took a brand new pair of glasses that I just had picked up from the eye doctor. It was just, it was so, what?
Just somebody said the pair of glasses.
They were brand new. I just had $300 glasses.
I agree. No, it's terrible. But I just had this image of you being like lost without sight somewhere.
I only have the chain and the glasses are missing. It was a disaster.
Like, B. Arthur being like, hey, Donna, it was in this dark room. Like, we can learn about you. And that's why I started laughing. It has nothing to do with the situation.
Whatever.
A deer dying.
Yep. Don't laugh.
It's inappropriate to laugh at somebody's misfortune.
By the way, do you want to know where my purse was stolen from?
Yeah.
The dog park. Sacrilege.
So wait, did you... How...
So stupid me didn't lock my door. I took my dog to the Eden Prairie Dog Park. I think
it was
Eden Prairie.
EP. I'll be home soon, baby.
So I went to this little dog park on, I think it was on Shady Oak.
Yeah.
Just a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
And I left my car door open.
Flying Cloud.
No, not that one.
Oh, okay.
That's a big one.
Okay.
With the woods and everything.
No, it's a little one. Okay, but anyways, so you were living your life.
And I took the dog out of the car. I just adopted the dog and I was excited. And I was like, we're going to go just to let you run around.
Yeah.
I get into the dog park. I look and I see a car coming into the parking lot. Yeah. I was the only car in the parking lot.
And you're like, oh, looks like Buddy's going to make a friend.
Correct. And then I turn around and I'm like, oh, they're leaving.
They must not have liked Buddy's vibe.
Right. So they just opened my door, took my purse and left. That's my story, guys. Okay.
That's like such a Debbie Downer that like your life was going so well and you adopted this dog and you're about to experience your first dog parking experience.
Yep.
And then that was it.
It's a sad state of affairs.
My mom's purse got stolen at the gym. And she was very, very, very upset.
You feel so violated.
I know. Yeah.
Like so violated. It was just awful. I'm sorry about your mom.
My mom, but she doesn't have bad vision like you. So things weren't as rough. She made it out alive. Like she wasn't in too much of distress. But
okay, that's great.
Well,
anything I need to tell our people about?
Yes, you do. What would be the one thing somebody could buy mass amount that you would really be judgmental about?
Cat food.
Like if they bought a lot of cat food?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a good time for me to tell you about Cat Video Festival tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on sale now, and $1 from each ticket will support our charity partner, Bitty Kitty Brigade. Get your Chuck and Don's VIP tickets before they sell out. It's Thursday, August 12th, presented by First Equity and A Can of Pet Foods.
Tomorrow's the last day to submit your videos.
Yeah, do it.
We love cat videos. It's going to be so much fun. We got to go. You want to come back tomorrow?
I will.
Perfect.
Right.
Thank you, guys. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next.